Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Introducing High Noon's all-new Vodka Iced Tea. It's time to finally ditch those sugary malt-based teas and try High Noon Vodka Iced Tea made with real vodka, real iced tea. It's non-carbonated with no added sugar and 90 calories. High Noon Vodka Iced Tea is great for any occasion under the sun. Comes in four delicious flavors you gotta try. Original, peach, lemon, and raspberry. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find a pack near you.
Reveille, reveille, reveille. Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have three rounds of the magazine. Round number one. Tits and bombs feel the same thing when you're on the border of the United States.
I have no idea what that means. I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, don't ask. It's just about titties and sand. That's what this whole thing is about. Round number two, we're going to talk about Sarah Kavanaugh. I don't think I've seen the veteran world united as much, like obviously the withdrawal and things like that. But on a particular case, as much as this one.
Yeah, it's a big time stolen valor case.
Right. I didn't see one single positive thing about on any of the big military, like Terminal Lance, like OAFN Nation, us, none of them.
Fuck that lady. We all agree.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that. The whole squad was saying fuck that bitch. It was almost like, fuck that trick. Isn't that from 8 Mile? Anyways, let's get going. We're going to talk about titties and sand. What do we got, Kate?
More active duty and vets are discovering the benefits of nicotine pouches, and now is as good a time as any to try them out. As America's number one nicotine pouch, Zyn offers a smoke-free, spit-free, and hands-free alternative to traditional tobacco. Tuck any of Zyn's 10 varieties under your upper lip for up to an hour's worth of pure nicotine satisfaction. Plus, it's less thirst-provoking than dip, and we know better than anyone how important that is. Look for Zyn at your local convenience store, PX, or order online. Find your Zyn today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, titties and sand. Titties and sand. All right, so Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene keeps things spicy. Okay, she's a spicy lady. She was fact-checked by the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol after she claimed agents had found an explosive near the southern border in January. Greene highlighted her claim about this so-called threat in a question to Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz during a Homeland Security Committee hearing in Texas. However, Ortiz did not clarify the matter when speaking to lawmakers. Afterwards, Greene repeated her claim via tweet, along with a picture of the alleged device accusing the cartel of planting bombs and murdering Americans every day through drugs and crime. Fox News correspondent Bill Malugin shared the tweet, adding that he had spoken to a high-level source and that the object was fake. So he's saying this is not true. Fake object, not happening. While it appeared nefarious, I'm told it did not contain any explosives, he tweeted.
And shortly afterwards, Ortiz chimed in with a tweet. During a January briefing, leadership was notified that agents found a duct-taped ball filled with sand that wasn't deemed a threat to agents or the public. And I guess Chaps is saying that was from his headlines. That was the tits feel like
tits,
a ball
tits,
of sand.
Tits, like a ball, 40-year-old virgin.
Okay, I'll allow you to tie that together. Oh, is that what it is? Like
yeah.
A ball full of sand, 40-year-old virgin? Got it. Okay.
Bag of sand. It was a bag of sand in the
bag
movie.
Bag of sand. Okay. Mm,
yeah.
Mine are like a very, very loose. Mine's like an old pair of stockings filled with sand.
TMI?
Yeah.
How much
Anyways.
Sand are we talking? Like, is it? I think it's compost. That's what if I was describing my own boobs, I think I would say, because that's a little more fluffy than sand. Still kind of earthy, but a lot nicer.
Maybe mine's like GAC, Nickelodeon GAC. Anyways, Greene, an anti-immigration hardliner, has hammered the Biden administration over undocumented border crossings from Mexico, often using incorrect figures. Last month, she faced ridicule after she accused the government of allowing 6 billion with a B people illegally to cross into the U.S. She later updated that figure to 6 million, which is still very bad and way off. But 6 billion is still hilarious to think about. Dr. David Lustig, a mathematician, broke down the math needed for her initial claim. That's 75% of the Earth's population. If they came across the border from Mexico, that's 8 million people a day, 333,333 people an hour.
No, give it a try, Kate.
333,333 people
per hour. Well done. Nice,
5,555 people per minute, wow. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, nonstop for 2 years.
That's a lot of people, folks. But I would like to see that happen. 6 billion people walking.
I'd love to see the time lapse video for something like that. But I think that'd be pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Her true fans do not care about facts.
No.
So then you know they're at the bar being like, do you know 6 billion people coming over? The Northerners are dumb too. I just default to the Southern accent.
Yeah, just know fair.
Anyway, weeks ago, she used the deaths of two brothers who died from fentanyl poisoning to attack Biden administration for its refusal to secure our border and stop the cartel from murdering Americans every day. When a fact checker pointed out that those men died in 2020 when Donald Trump, not Biden, was president, Green spokesperson told him that a lot of people had died from drugs under Biden. And do you think they give a fuck about your bullshit fact checking?
I actually agree with her there. I think that that is exactly right. Who gives a fuck what administration it was? The Trump administration people died bad. The Biden administration died bad. The Obama administration died bad. All of it's bad.
That's how I feel about a lot of stuff with Afghanistan. Anyways, and by the way, that sandball looked like, if I would say, somebody trying to make a homemade kettlebell.
Yeah.
Is what
yeah.
I just got. Anyways, Green had also leaned into the controversial white supremacist invasion and replacement language in her pushes for border security. On Wednesday, she tweeted a graph about illegal migrant encounters, writing, "We have no idea who or what is coming across the border, but what we do know is that we're being systematically and intentionally replaced by Joe Biden and the Democrats' open border policy." So all the colored people are coming over and replacing the whites.
Mm-hmm. I hate that the things that she does are effective, because to your point, Kate, she says all this nonsense and her staunch supporters, like, they just, you know, will freaking puppet that at the bar or at their family barbecue or wherever they're going to be. And it makes no sense. She spews nonsense all the time.
Yep.
And it just gets repeated. And you know what? People do it on both sides, but I think she is one of the worst offenders of this. I think she's a deplorable human. I do not like the way that she carries herself. And I think you have to be devoid of morals to know the things you're spewing are wrong and to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Probably stupid and does, you know, forgive me for passing judgment, but she probably does believe some of the things she's saying, but I have to imagine a lot of the things behind the scenes she knows full well are not true.
Yeah.
But she needs to get that support, so she spews it anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's like the January 6th shit, Con. Like, yeah, all that information coming out and Tucker Carlson being like, I hate President Trump. I think all this is bullshit. It's going to lead us down a bad road. Then you go on TV and you say a completely different thing. I mean, that's just the nature of this game, like, and not really the game, but politics right now. You say the most bombastic shit you possibly can, and you're going to be on news, which is why they don't have cameras constantly with sound in Congress, and which is probably a good idea.
Yeah, I think we're probably like,
do that shit.
We're like, where's all the normal people? They're there. They're just not getting the attention.
Right.
Right.
So we have to just hope that they're all there on both sides holding down the fort in some way. But anyway, that's that. Not a lot of truth to that. Always do your own research.
Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Proper Wild. Proper Wild is a clean all-day energy shot designed to boost your energy, focus, and productivity without those jitters or crash. I'm a pretty shaky-handed fella anyway. I take magnesium for it, by the way, which really helps out. So I always have a little bit of a shaky hands, and usually whenever I drink a lot of coffee, I drink one of those other type of energy shot things, it makes me feel even more jittery. I don't get as jittery here. I don't get jittery at all. It's just a normal level of jittery for me. There's also no preservatives, no artificial flavors or sweeteners, no horrible taste. Just a natural tasting energy shot with clean ingredients at work. Try their newest flavor, kiwi strawberry or strawberry kiwi, apple, and lemon lime. This time, I said last week, strawberry kiwi. Well, finally, the lemon lime showed up in the mail, and buddy, that one is good too. I'm usually not a huge lemon lime guy, but this one, something was different about it, and I actually really enjoyed it. You'll enjoy it too. Just go to properwild.com/barstool. To try Proper Wild for 30% off. Not a bad deal at all. 30% off. Again, go to properwild.com/barstool. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the Sarah Kavanaugh thing. We covered it a while ago. It's been going on. The thing about this case to me, it moved along quickly. I mean, typically federal investigations and federal, like, you're going to trial, you're found guilty. Typically, that could take years. This was all within the same calendar year.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, well, she was defrauding people for years and years. Right, but you're right. Once she finally got called out, shit happened very quickly. And Sarah Kavanaugh, just a quick refresher, Rhode Island lady convicted of falsely claiming to be a combat wounded Marine as part of scams to defraud vets and charities out of more than $250,000. She got 70 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. And how long? I'm not doing the math. How long is that?
That's just under 5 years.
Six years. 70 months is five. So Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
So this story, we were talking about it in the group chat, and we are at, like, asking how long we thought she was going to get. I thought no more than 2 years. I thought 2 years in the feds would probably be what she got. 6 years, dude, in federal penitentiary and feds. I don't know if the listeners know this or not. It's not like a state crime. Like in Texas, if you get caught with doing robbery, the judge will sentence you to 4 years. Realistically, you're probably doing like a year and 8 months. The feds, though, you're doing like 90% at least of that sentence. So she's going to be in jail for at least 5 years.
I thought it was higher. I wished it was higher. Don't get me wrong.
I'm glad she got 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years, long time to go away to jail. Still, I thought it should have been higher given who she was defrauding.
Yeah, she's also been ordered to pay back nearly $300,000 worth of everything she stole and 261 hours worth of paid leave to federal employees. On August 9th, she pled guilty to, it was wire fraud, identity theft, forged certificates, fraudulent use of medals, all kinds of shit. She stole the identities of a Marine veteran and a Navy veteran. The Navy veteran was suffering from cancer while she worked at the Department of Veteran Affairs at the Rhode Island Veteran Affairs Medical Center. Kavanaugh's schemes fell apart after the Hunter 7 Foundation announced, and Hunter 7 Foundation is an advocate group for veterans with cancer and for early screening, stuff like that. So here she is defrauding this veteran with cancer. And then she pretended to have cancer, and Hunter 7 Foundation looked into it and figured it out. They said they were going to be refunding all donations they've received after they put her story on Instagram. Even I donated to it and I shared it and I felt terrible. Well, afterwards, Chelsea Simone of Hunter 7 reached out to personally. She reached out to everyone who donated to Sarah Kavanaugh through Hunter 7 to apologize and refund the money. And that's how I was like, tell me more about this. And next thing you know, people started reporting on it. The case got cracked wide open. So shout out to Chelsea Simone for that big time. I also heard from several members from the VFW post. Like, she was the commander of her VFW post.
Not just like somebody that shows up every now and then to a pancake breakfast. That's not what she was.
And the kind of relationships you forge there, it is very much like a post-military. Like, those are your brothers and sisters, and that means a lot to you. And to have everybody get flipped on their head like that was really damaging. So I wanted to share just really quick. David Ainsley of VFW Post 152 in Rhode Island, he had messaged me to say, like, hey, we're testifying today. Here's the link. Here is part of my testimony. And I just wanted to read it to show, like, the true effect she had on these people. While simultaneously acting as a trusted confidant to many client veterans during her day at the VA, she spent her evenings and weekends siphoning limited resources destined for those same veterans, as she sought to upgrade for nicer cars, go on vacations, and buy gifts for herself. So he's saying she saw firsthand their struggles and then used it again, like, used their own lingo and terminology. She used it to study them so she could steal from them, which is so sick. The funds would have, without her insistent and convincing pleas for help, gone to real veterans in actual need of assistance with housing payment, childcare, food insecurity, homelessness, addiction, and other battles our veterans face every single day. I hate to think how their pain, our pain, my pain, was co-opted and exploited by this malicious, insufferable individual. And I think that's one of the biggest blows you can give somebody, insufferable.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
insufferable, dude.
But I think there's a key word. There's a key word there, too, malicious. There was malice here. Yeah. It was intent.
Very much malicious intent.
It was very malicious. And that's why I think she should have gotten more time, but go ahead.
That's Keith. Even better than what I said. I said she was a goofy faced leech, and we got that taken down from TikTok. That's much worse.
I am so glad we're saying bye to those April showers because honestly, I couldn't be more ready for the weather to warm up so we can properly enjoy the season of shorts and dresses. This truly is the best time to refresh your warm weather wardrobe, and Abercrombie has literally the cutest shorts and dresses right now. Even better, they add new stuff every single week, so go to Abercrombie.com or even better, go download the Abercrombie app so you can shop for the season's best new arrivals.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, he goes on to talk about Post 152 relies heavily on donations to support our programs and services. But since our donor base learned that our former post commander completely fabricated her military service, we've seen a 50% decrease in corporate donations. And a big part of donating is trust. Like a lot of GoFundMes, you don't want to donate until you can know for sure that it's legit. A lot of organizations, like you just had the head of Wounded Warrior on, and they talked about like how trust was lost and how that messed with them for years and years, like a decade. Right, right. Like this.
Can I tell you when I go to like CVS and they're like, hey, do you want to donate to such and such charity? There was one story I heard recently about that money not getting to where it was supposed to go. So now I'll never hit like, yes, for that extra dollar.
Oh, it's a tax write off for that. Yes, I saw that. But anyway, it ruins your trust. And this, bad news.
These motherfuckers, man.
Anyway.
You motherfuckers. Heads up.
They saw a 50% decrease in corporate donations. And plus, she stole another almost $7,000 from this VFW anyway. They've also seen a decrease in memberships at that post because he said it left some of them so, like, it's such a big disillusioning thing to have your post commander not be real. And it, like, I know I was tricked in my previous relationship and I questioned my own sanity for a while. Like, oh my God, if this person could trick me like this, what else am I? I'm so stupid, you know? It kills morale.
And I was in DC last week with the VFW or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was at this point. And walking into a room with all those hats, that is the last thing you think people are doing is stolen dollar shit. Like, that's the last. Why would you go to the VFW and be a commander? That's, I mean, I don't know who said it, but that's one sick puppy. Like, you.
Well, so that's the thing. Yeah. I think you have to be so devoid of morals to go to these lengths, especially
legit sociopath. With,
right. Especially when you try to ingratiate yourself with veterans, because the amount of lies she had to tell over the years and the lengths that she went to, I think you're talking about a sociopath.
I mean, she got PB Abate. She told them that she was raped by her commander. And
that's where the first came, because Tom Schumann is so observant and he's so smart and put together. She was saying something happened to her on a ship, like an aircraft carrier. And she was like, yeah, I got sexually assaulted by my commanding officer, but his commanding officer came out and said, don't report it.
When he called her out, he called her out for lying about having a dead brother, that's when she told him that story to throw him off her scent.
Somebody went to go lay flowers, right?
To lay flowers at her dead brother's grave in Arlington, and there was no grave there. That wasn't the case. And that's when that she came up with a story about being raped on a ship. All that crazy shit. Ainsley,
but like
Nia Khan
say, if that would have happened 20 years ago, she's still going about it. She's still doing her thing.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no way people would figure it out 20 years ago.
And sick. Mm-hmm. David Ainsley said, like, she, like, part of it, what was so shocking, she had elaborate war stories. She studied at her job at the VA the lingo, the mannerisms, the every little detail, and turned it all against all the veterans around her that she, as he said, siphoned for money in the end, which is fucking sick. And he, and in the email to me, he said, this was after he testified, it's been a very long and emotional day. We, and by we, I mean all veterans, received the best possible outcome. She was maxed out on her sentence. And the surprising thing, even to the prosecuting attorney, was she was remanded straight into federal custody and was led right out of the courtroom in cuffs.
Like, you're a danger. And I knew that name that you said that was also in her VFW, David Ainsley.
Ainsley.
Sounded very, very familiar. I just did a search on my Gmail. That dude, Cons, he is the guy that set up the first tailgate that we did at Army Navy.
Very good dude.
Right. Yes.
Very, very good dude. And I'm just so sorry that this happened to them. That VFW is like left kind of gutted by it. And I hope that they recover. If you ever find yourself in Rhode Island between Providence and the coast, that fancy pants coast where the fancy
Newport?
Pants people go. No.
Newport?
Whatever. Somewhere in there. They're
Rehoboth
right on the
Beach?
Coast. No, they're right on the coast in there. If you ever find yourself at VFW post 152,
Portsmouth,
give them some love, whatever you can. But damn, dude, it's fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm. Glad she's going to prison. I'll
tell you what, though. Yeah, glad she's going to prison. Whenever, and I'm sure you both feel the same way. Like, if I make a mistake and it affects someone, like, that eats at me, right? Like, it eats at you guys. So to do stuff willingly and to be able to go about your day and not have that bother you, maybe it did. I don't know. But I don't know.
No way.
Just a sick person.
Very sick. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Factor. Power up for some springtime with Factor. It's America's number one ready-to-eat kit. It gets nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list, which, if you're like me, it's long. I got a long honey-do list. It's very long. So I need this kind of stuff. I'm ready to go, ready to eat, and I can get back to my honey-do list. With Factor, you could skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, and it doesn't taste like one of those preheated meals. It still tastes delicious. Factor has delicious flavor-packed meals to help you live life to the fullest. You could choose from keto, vegan, veggie, calorie smart, plus protein plus options are on the menu each week. With 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly option, there's always something new to try. Enjoy meals for any time of the day with breakfast options like egg bites, smoothies, and more. Get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes with no prep and no mess. Again, I got it last week. I got my first package, and it was amazing. I was sitting here by myself. My wife was gone. I typically will order something if she's gone, but I had this, so I tried it out, heated it up 2 minutes less. 2 minutes later, delicious. I was eating it, and it was delicious. You could do the same thing. Head to factormeals.com/blog50 and use code blog50 to get 50% off your first box. 50% is a lot. That code blog50 at factormeals.com/blog50 to get 50% off your first box. Let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Catherine, we'll start with you.
Okay, first up, guess who did her taxes already?
Oh, I was going to wait and say it, Kate. I was so proud of you when you sent it out, because you're nowhere near the deadline and you're knocking it out.
Every single year, I either have to extend or I'm right at the edge just because I'm a moron. And I went this year. I went early. I went to this little cute little old lady named Maureen in my neighborhood.
Maureen.
Sweet Maureen. She's cute as a button. Had to explain my OnlyFans money to her this time around, which was...
Don't worry, Moline. I didn't dump them out. Don't worry.
How old is she? How old is she, Kate?
I would say conservatively 65. Conservatively.
Okay, so OnlyFans is probably not even on her radar.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She knew right away. She said,
really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then she was like, dang, because they don't, it's like the government takes all that. Fellas, if you're subscribing to OnlyFans, you're just filling potholes across the country because the government be taking that all.
Well,
there's no, like,
don't they treat it like a 1090? Don't you file a 1099 like a private contractor?
Yep. Yeah. But they reeling it in. She was trying every which way. She's like, well, did you get any cosmetic stuff done for it? I was like, no. Did you?
Kate, lie. Did you,
Kate, no. Kate, time out. We're going to do a little taxes 101. Okay.
Just lie.
Yeah. I got adult braces.
Adult braces. Yes. No. There. Kate, I'm not joking. Like, and any tax professional listening can back me up here. Adult braces. That's part of your business.
Did you take the pictures in your living room?
Yes.
Wow. It sounds like some of you don't want to fill our nation's
from your living room.
Potholes.
Do you record from your living room?
Shame on you. But anyway, so that was an interesting thing. And then also, I joined a gym 2 weeks ago. I've been in a bit of a slump, and I'm like telling myself, maybe exercise will get you out of it, whatever. And I went last night. It closed. Gym closed at 10. I went at 9.
Are you wearing a Commander's hat? What was that
about? I grabbed it walking out the door, but it's in an old bank on our main street, and all the equipment's like 25 years old, and they say things like butt blaster in really fun 80s font and stuff like that. And there's awesome. no showers. It's like the most bare bone, and all the TVs were playing anime. And
What's the name of the gym?
I don't want to say because I don't want people to come watch me work out.
No, that's fine. Because it just reminded me, like, back in Iraq, the two gyms were called the Body Shop and House of Pain. And that's what it reminded me of.
It's almost a combo of the two of those, Con. Yeah. So you're on the right track. But yeah, very bare bones. It's like a smoke pit gym, essentially, is what it is.
So more I of just a Babadook kinda, vibe than Gold's.
I got on the stair stepper. I stepped all the way up to the top of the Transamerica building in San Francisco.
Wow, good job, Kate.
So good for me.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, anyway. And then, obviously, finally, most importantly, the Army is investigating another death at Fort Hood. 21-year-old Private Ana Basalda Ruiz, combat engineer. She served with combat engineers for the last 15 months there, and she was found dead on Monday. She told her parents last month that she was being sexually harassed by a superior. Her family offered to pick her up from the base that it was so bad, and a month later, she's found dead on Fort Hood. I'm not going to speculate. We don't know the full story yet or anything like that, but still.
That's eerily similar to Vanessa.
Yeah.
And I saw Myra, Vanessa Guillen's sister, tweeted, and she said the same. She's like, I don't know the full story yet, but this sure brings back a lot of horrible memories for me. And for the love of God, as you head into the weekend, whatever you do, look out for your fellow soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen and space
coasties
people. But look out for them. These are your brothers and sisters. If you see somebody being a creep, whether you notice they're being a creep on social media or in person in your unit or out of the bar, and you know they're fucking call it out. This shit has got to change. And it starts with you calling that shit out and being like, no, 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 no. This shit is not okay. I don't know. Look out for your people. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I got told when I was a platoon leader too is don't be afraid to be borderline invasive, right? Because I think a lot of times too, you'll ask a friend or somebody you know really well, hey, you doing all right? And they might just flippantly say, yeah, I'm fine. Maybe pry a little bit, you know? And it might borderline and they might get annoyed. But rather them get annoyed than something terrible happen, it's okay. And I think they'll forgive you if they're a real friend.
Yeah, I'm just interested to hear more about this case, and my heart just breaks for the family and for the Guillens, probably reliving everything all over again. Mm-hmm. So just keeping that in mind. So,
Cons?
Yeah. A few things, chaps, congrats. Tuesday's episode with the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps was awesome, well received, great conversation. I thought it was awesome for you to get one of your white whales. I've gotten one of my white whales. Kate, who is your white whale? Because, well, I think
Joan
one of them,
Rivers.
Chaps are.
Yeah, I think I
was
going to
say,
Chaps
already stole one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have anybody else besides Sean Stewart?
Nobody really. I don't think so. I'm so bad at
put that down. Kate cares about nobody in the veteran community.
No, I'm so bad at I'm so bad at interviews that anytime there is an interview, it could be my favorite hero on the planet. I'd be like, no, thank you. I just would rather not. That's how bad I am. So,
dude, that's how I felt when I was walking in there. When I was doing my hands shake a little bit anyways from the TBI, but typically my hands aren't that bad. When I was putting like the lapel mic on and when I was setting up the camera, I could see my hands. And I was like, please don't look at me, Sergeant Major. Please don't look at me, Sergeant Major. And it was funny. One of my buddies in Patrol Base Sabata, he reached out and he was like, you know what? You know what's funny? You've been out for 10 years, and about every fucking paragraph that he spoke, you were like, yes, Sergeant Major. Yes, Sergeant Major.
Yeah.
Like, and I wasn't even thinking about it. It was, I was sitting there doing, and all I could think about was the Sergeant Majors of the Marine Corps that I had when I was in.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game. Whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
And looking at him and listening to him talk and how intelligent he was, or is, I was just blown away, man.
Yeah.
The level of knowledge that he had across the military, with not even just the Marine Corps, but period, was amazing.
C-cons and Lista can do stuff too.
Mm. Yeah, hey, proud of you guys.
Can have brains and be smart.
Be done. Exactly. Yeah, no, he was super well-spoken, not surprisingly. But yeah, no, that was great. And then lastly, and I'm going to give my answer and give you guys a chance to think about this, but I noticed maybe it was last week sometime, Ben Savage, the actor from, of course, Boy Meets World fame, announced that he is going to be running for Congress. Mm-hmm. And that's not new. He's not the first celebrity or actor to run for Congress. But it got me thinking of the people who maybe you grew up watching on television or movies. Who would you like to see run for political office? And my answer that I thought of was Matthew McConaughey. He seems like he's pretty thoughtful. I read
person or character, Cons?
No, person, actual person, not a character. Let's you do know, I don't know. Next. Okay, we can do character next. I have no idea what sort of politician Ben Savage could be, but I think actors probably can make great politicians given what we know about politicians.
They lie, make shit up, act.
Yeah, exactly. They act. So, you know, my choice would be McConaughey because he genuinely seems like he cares about the efforts that he puts into whatever it is he cares about. That was a little redundant there, but he seems like a good choice for me. Who would you want to see from the world of Hollywood make a run at Congress?
I feel like Urkel would be a great fit. I can see him passing some horrendous offensive bill and then being like, did I do that?
Everybody laughing. Not person.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine would be Denzel Washington. He's incredibly thoughtful and gives great insight to a lot of things. So I think he would be great.
He gives a ton in philanthropy, especially to veterans,
right?
And doesn't say boo about it. He needs to be lauded for that.
Mm-hmm. And number two for my character, as she grew up, give me Jussie Spano. I'd take her in a heartbeat. You know, she's intelligent, got into Stanford University.
Fiery.
Not Stanford, but Stanford University.
Yeah.
She did a great job as an assistant manager at Malibu Sands.
Good luck getting elected with your history of pill use, honey.
True. She was fucked up on those caffeine pills.
That's
but there, before the grace of God, go I, because I used to crush some Surge, too.
Fair enough.
My character, I think this is easy. I wasn't sure, but now that I gave it 3 seconds of thought, first name that came to mind, Sandy Cohen from the OC, has a legal background. He's an attorney. Great advice doled out to Ryan and Seth and anybody else, really, who came in his path. And just an unbelievable moral compass. Sandy Cohen is my choice.
Yeah, if we could make any fictional character president, I'd definitely have President Bartlett. He would be up there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Can already do it.
Anything else, Cons?
I got a bunch, but they're not timely, so I'll save them.
Okay, good. So I don't really have anything. I wanted to thank everybody, too, for the response. There, it made me feel good about people saying we could tell that you were nervous, but that made it real to us that you still have that in you. I don't know if it ever leaves, man. I was talking to Lugo, actually, and he was like, dog, even if I was there, I was a sergeant major myself, even I would be like, holy shit. And he was a sergeant major. So I didn't feel that bad after being nervous there. But I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully going to get the commandant soon. But that being said, it puts everybody else. We've had the sergeant major of the Army. We've had the sergeant major of the Marine Corps. Where the fuck are you at, Chief Master Sergeant Bass? Where the fuck are you at, Chief Petty Officer of the Navy?
Well, you can't ask like that.
Yes, seriously. I can. Get your fucking asses on Zoom or get me back to the Pentagon, because that's why your branches are struggling recruiting. Both the Army and the Marine Corps made their goals. Maybe it's because ZBT was involved. Air Force is struggling. The Navy is struggling. And maybe we can give the Chief Petty Officer of the Navy some ideas of how those fellas and ladies could lose a little weight. We'll be back here on Tuesday. Sound the retreat.
Chaps.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.